to the Revival Center. This message is entitled, The Way, by Pastor Dexter Young.
Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Paul warned of the danger. Three things he mentioned here. Paul warns of the danger of apostasy. What I mean, the departing from the faith. Amen? Departing from the truth. Departing from the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, they're believing in Jesus, and they no longer believe in Jesus. They believe in some other prophet or some other beliefs, but not the truth. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. There's no other way you can come to the Father but by Jesus Christ. Amen. If you depart and you leave Jesus out, you don't have salvation. And so Paul warns us of apostasy. And we can see that indeed is right before us by many religious organizations. Amen. And religion. He also talks about the danger of deceiving spirits. Amen. Seducing spirits, which you refer to deceiving spirits. And there are spirits that are lurking around to deceive you from departing from the truth of God's word. Amen? For you not to believe in Jesus. And many persons question the Bible and say, you know, the Bible is not true. And many of us, we accept and we go along. And so we end up as a backslider, one who turned away from the truth. Thirdly, he mentioned about the danger of false prophets or doctrines of devils. Amen? Doctrines of demons, which is false teachings. Those teachings is not from God himself or Jesus Christ, but it's from the devil. Their inspiration and revelation is from the devil. Hallelujah. But the Bible says all scripture are given by the inspiration of God. And God has used men in the Bible to write, to give their own personal experience, but also to write and to declare God's word. Hallelujah. So, many believers are being deceived and have departed from the faith, the truth of God's word, giving heed to seducing spirits or deceiving spirits, false doctrines. So no longer looking to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of their faith, but they're looking to someone else. Amen. And some other teaching and some other doctrines. And we have many today that question the person of Jesus Christ. But you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We cannot believe in the devil. Amen. But Jesus used the word. He said, thou shalt worship or serve no other gods beside him. Amen? Any other person we are worshiping and serving is idolatry. Amen? Because in Exodus tells us that we should not bow down or make any graven images, whether it's in heaven, amen, or on earth. And when you think about heaven, you think about the angels, you think about the saints. And so we make statues and images of Jesus and of the saints, Peter, St. Paul, whatever. And we go into those temples worshiping those idols. God is not made with man's hand as though he needs anything. Amen? God is not a thing, but God is spirit. Amen?
Amen?
He is the creator of heaven and he's the creator of the earth. So the devil is a liar and he's the father of lies. Amen. He influences us by deceiving spirits and by false teachers who he used to deceive many. Now, who he used? The devil deceived Eve by using the serpent. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 2, or let's turn to Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God made had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, he shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And he continues, and the woman said unto the serpent, we shall eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, he shall not eat of it, neither shall he touch it, lest he die. And the serpent said unto the woman, he shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day he eats thereof, then your eyes shall be what? Open. And he shall be all as a God. As God, knowing good and evil. Amen. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit therefore, and did eat, and gave also to her husband Adam. As a result of that, amen, they have sinned. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Amen. When Adam and Eve deliberately disobeyed God's word, they experienced spiritual death. They didn't die physically, but spiritually they were cut off from God's presence. As a sinner, and because of Adam's sin, we all became sinners, and we were all separated from God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Even though sin brings us in bondage, Jesus comes to set us free.
Amen.
Amen. From the bondages and the consequences of sin to give us eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, what the devil did? He uses a serpent. Amen. To deceive Eve. Hallelujah. So the devil, you have to be very careful and alert. Amen? Because he can use anything to deceive you. Amen? He can use your wealth, material things. He can use your job. And many people are not, out of the house of God because of that. Amen? He can use even your family. He can use the brethren. You know, Jesus had choose 12 apostles. Amen? They were close to Jesus, specially selected to carry out the mission of the Great Commission. But one of them were deceived by the devil. And what Jesus knew, he would be betrayed. And he told the disciples, one of you will betray me. They denied. Even Peter said, I will follow you all the way. Right? But Judas, when Jesus was in the garden praying, he's the one who came to point out Jesus from the disciples, and he kissed him. That kiss was a kiss of death. Many people love to have a kiss. The Bible says we must greet the brethren with a holy kiss. Kiss of love. But that kiss, that Judas kissed Jesus, was the kiss of death. In other words, he handed him over to the enemy to be crucified. Amen? To die. To pay. To go through that gruesome penalty and torture. Amen? But that Christ knew he had to die to save us, to redeem us, to bring us back to God. Amen. So Jesus wasn't afraid of death because he is God. He is the author of life. And he come to give us that resurrection life. The third day he rose again. When they put him to death, put him in the tomb, seal it, no soldiers could have stopped. Amen. No stone would have stopped Jesus from exit in that tomb. He was risen. The third day he rose again, triumphantly over death and hell, to give us that eternal hope. And Jesus is alive because he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because of Jesus, you and I today who have accepted Jesus Christ know about the resurrection. Because we were spiritually dead, but now we are alive. And we are alive because we know Jesus lives in us. He lives. How do you know he lives? Because he lives within my heart. Hallelujah. How do you know Jesus lives? He lives within my heart. Hallelujah. So the devil used brethren to deceive us. Amen? To divert us in our relationship with God. And that's why many of us have broken relationship in the body. But that does not put you right standing with God. Because Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandment, love one another. We have to learn to forgive one another. Amen. Amen? And the devil will use anyone to tempt you, to get you to sin. Temptation is not sin, but yielding to temptation is sin. Amen? And when you yield to temptation, you sin. And when you sin, you don't have to remain in your sin. You need to repent. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil used false prophets. Today we have many persons claiming to be prophets. Listen, let us not just shut away the ministry of the prophet, because God has given to the church prophets, amen, and prophecies. But we need to distinguish between false and truth, amen? And so there are false prophets. Jesus said so. Many are going to rise up as false prophets. Amen? They will even come in his name, saying, here is Christ. Have you ever heard about the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ? They use the name. Amen? The Mormons, they use the name of Jesus. But their prophet is Joseph Smith. Amen? And when you look into, they wrote another Bible, amen, and you look at their doctrines, you can see, indeed, he's a false prophet and false teaching. We have to be aware of that. And there are many other religious organizations and cults, hallelujah, are using the name of Jesus. We have the faithists, we have the spiritualists, hell, everybody. They get to the street corner preaching about Jesus. Come. Come join us. Amen? But they're deceiving many. So instead of person following Jesus, they're following religious organization. They're following false teachings and doctrines. And the Bible tells us it's doctrines of devils or doctrines of demons. Don't matter if they may look like Jesus, it is not Jesus. Amen? is the devil you're dealing with. And those are deceiving spirits. Amen? So he used the name of Jesus. We see that demons influence in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 3, Ananias and Sapphira. Amen? Maybe let's look at it. Now, Ananias and Sapphira, they're believers. They were following Jesus. Amen? And let me tell you something. Even though we are believers, we can still open up our hearts to the devil. Thoughts. Amen? Let's turn to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 3. What the scripture says there? This is what Peter said to Ananias. Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Amen? The sin is not just the keeping back of the money, but it's the lie. Amen? And we have to deal with the spirit of lies. Because the devil is the father of lies. And lie is a spirit. It's a spirit of deception that is operating in the world. In our social media and all over. We hear about fake news, fake this, fake that. Yes, the devil is real. And that is what he does. He don't give you the real thing. He give you not the facts. He give you something that will put wool over your eyes so you can believe. Amen? So, Peter said, why have you allowed the devil to fill your heart with the spirit of lie? Amen? Lie is a sin. Hallelujah. So, she held back. But it's not the possession God looking at is the heart. Amen? You can give, but if your heart is not pure or with the right motive, amen, God held you accountable. Amen? We have to examine our hearts. Amen? And we cannot allow the devil to fill our hearts with all sorts of foolishness and all sorts of garbage that we hear and see. This one tells you this, that one tells you that, and you're going in all direction. But the Bible says we must trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Many counsel. The Bible tells us, blessed in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But your delight is in God's word. And we need to meditate on God's word day and night so we can be like a tree planted by the river that bringeth forth fruits in its season. And whatsoever you put your hands to shall prosper. Amen. Our faith is not based in just what other people say. We need to hear what God says. And God speak into our lives and into our situation. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they what? They follow. So we need to hear the voice of God and know clearly this is what God is saying. And Jesus won't lie to us. Because he honored his word above his name. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But not his word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So don't be deceived. Hallelujah. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to influence you. Praise God. Hallelujah. with such influence, many are deceived and have departed from the faith. Hallelujah. This is the devil's whole purpose, is to cause you and I as believers to turn away from the truth, to turn our backs from the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can't allow that to happen to each and every one of us. Amen? We have to look to Jesus. He is there to rescue us. He is there to deliver us. He is there to forgive us. He is there to set us free. We sang that song not too long ago, and we were worshiping God. Free, I'm free, I'm free. But even though you sing that song, you could still have the spirit of deception operating in your life. Amen? That's why you need to examine yourself. Amen? Examine, there isn't a spirit of deception, a spirit of lies, spirit of unforgiveness. Amen? A spirit of greed. You see what the devil did to Eve? He used the word. But he twists the word and say, the Lord say, if you disobey, you will surely die. The soul that sinned shall die. The devil said, no, you can't die. And so she pondered upon what the devil says, because she was deceived. And she continues. You see, it may sound good. Amen. It may look good. It may feel good. And that's what the devil does. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen. Not because something sounds good, looks good, and feel good, you should go along with it. Examine it if this is from God. Amen. Am I right? Examine it. Make sure it is from God. Hallelujah. So don't allow the devil to cause you to depart from the faith. So the Apostle Paul says, many shall depart from the faith. They are abandoning the essential teaching of Christianity. Amen? What the Bible teaches. And many will come to you to say that this Bible is not God's word. This is not truth. This is not facts. But here it is. 40 men who had a personal experience with God, have heard the voice of God, know God's word, have put it into writing. You and I are testimony of God's word. You can only know God's word until you experience it. Amen? So even if they burn the Bible, you can stand up to defend God's word, because your life has to represent God's word. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Many departing from the word of God, from the truth of God's word. And so Paul says, in the last days, many shall depart from the faith, turn their backs from God. Right? They have abandoned the faith. Such a person, we call them a what? A backslider. Amen? One who turned away from the truth and turned, amen, to something else. They turned their back from God. I know of, just the other day, I met a well-known pastor that I knew in Guyana. He and his wife, she's still going on with the Lord, serving the Lord and doing his will. And I met him, I said, I haven't seen you for a long time. The first thing he told me, well, you know, me and my wife, we separated. I said, but you're still going to church? He said, I'm working now. I ain't got time right now for that. He has departed from the faith. So deception is no respect of person. You could be the bishop, archbishop, the pope, or whatever. He can deceive you. But when you know the truth shall set you free. Amen? You don't have to backslide or turn away. Amen. If your relationship with God, you have The devil's on my, he ain't finished there yet to keep you out of the church, but he come in to break up your marriage. So your relationship with God will be affected by deception. Your marriage will be affected by the spirit of deception. Am I? Would you say amen?
Amen.
Backsliders. There are many people who, once I knew, were so fervent in serving God. They fast, they pray, and all sorts of things. Today, they are cold. Amen? They are cold. You know, one pastor that I know right now, was in the ministry over 20-something years. And he is not no longer in the ministry. On Sunday, I say, you went to church Sunday? I tell you, brother. You know? And I told him, I said, be careful. And he was angry, to correct him. But the Bible says we need to help one another. Yes. If your brother taken with a fault, he you are a spiritual ought to help. Yes. Such a one. I don't want to see him go to hell. He knows the word. He can explain the scripture well. Even sometimes we go into debates, and he can explain the scripture well. But his heart is far from God. Amen? God married to the backslider. And we should not give up on a person who we haven't seen for a long time. A matter of fact, as a church and believers, we should be concerned. Not only for the lost souls, but people who have departed from the faith. We ought to intercede for the backsliders, the people who have fallen away, who turned their back from God. Amen? Because God will not give up on the backslider. This is the reason why Jesus Christ came in search for the lost. He said, I came to seek and to save those who are lost. And as believers and as a church, we cannot turn our back upon the backsliders or those who have fallen away. Amen? We have to encourage them. We have to still be at them, irrespective if they don't feel nice about it. You have to tell them, God still loves you. Amen? Amen? He hasn't given up on you. He wants you back. Amen? In the fold. Praise God. Psalms 139 said, I know thy down-sitting and thy uprising. I know your thoughts are far off. If you make your bed in hell, what he says, I am there. Amen? Many people want to go in the pit of hell and they feel, I turn my back from God. I lost hope. I said there's still hope for the backsliders. There's still hope for those who have turned their back from God. There's still hope for those who are in the cults. And we as a church cannot sleep or slumber. We need to intercede for those persons. Amen. That they will come back to the fold. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. The only time God will depart from us and he said, I know you not, is on judgment day. Death. When you die, don't feel you escape and it's all over. It's a point, Hebrews 9:27 tells us, it's appointed unto man once to die. But after this, what?
Judgment.
Amen? Don't trample upon the grace of God. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient for you. You may run and you may find yourself in all sorts of places, in the pod, in the gay club, in this and whatever, and feel you're living it up. You're going straight to hell if you don't repent. But God will give you. He can come right there in the bar and speak to you. He can come right there in the gay club and speak to you. Amen. When you're sleeping, amen, or you're waking, he can still be there to remind you of his love.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the only hope you have, is in Jesus Christ. If you are here today and you have gone cold and you're backslidden and you feel that you're not really, accept Jesus. Amen. Turn, come back to Jesus. He loves you. He wants to save you. There may be people right here today, amen, are troubled and are worried. And indeed, you know you're not going the right way. You need to come back to God and serve God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every man will have to give an account to God for their life. So death, when you die, don't think everything is done. You have to stand before God and give an account for your time, for the time when you're not there in his presence, from the time when you are in another place. Amen. God, you have to give an account. Do you want to be rejected by Christ on that judgment day? Huh? Where he can say, depart from me, I know you not. There's no chance after death. There's no chance for you. So today, if you know, hear his voice, harden not your heart. Give your life to Jesus. Don't say, oh, next week. Many of you are refusing to be baptized. But baptism don't save you. But baptism is an outward expression that you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And that if you have accepted Christ, you will have to make a public declaration that Christ lives within you. Can you say amen? Yes. Amen. Praise God. So, Paul says, many departed from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. And, right? Seducing spirit. That is deceptive spirit. The spirit of deception. Amen? And deception, those spirits are demons that will influence your mind, your heart. Amen? Those thoughts. Amen. Remember when Jesus was telling the disciples he's going to die, and Peter said, not so, Lord, you won't die. Who did the Lord rebuke, Peter or the devil? He said, get behind me, Satan. Even your own brethren will come and tell you, not so, it's okay, it's nice. I ain't seen nothing wrong. Amen. I ain't seen nothing wrong with tattoo. I ain't seen nothing wrong with having a same sex. God's word says, such shall not enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is what the devil does. Deceiving spirit who seeks to deceive mankind and to entice them away from the truth. But you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know, the devil will use also miracles, false miracles. Amen? False miracles. Hallelujah. He will use that to deceive you, to get you to believe. Oh, you know, I went to this witch doctor, and this person, they really helped me. I don't see nothing wrong. And you know, they got the Bible. And everything they read, the Psalms for me, and I'm healed. The devil has fake miracle. And Jesus said also, many can come in his name, performing many miracles. Amen? But what he called them, workers of iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah. Beware of those deceptive spirits. Fake worship. False worship. The woman in John chapter 4, verse 24, the woman of Samaria, she said, our father worship in the mountain, but you Jews worship in Jerusalem. You see, we can refer to our foreparents, our forefathers, and there are spirits out there right now telling us about our ancestors. That we need to go back and check with our ancestors. And those are deceiving spirits. wants to take us back to our ancestors and our ancestral spirits. Amen? And so we are departing from the faith. Jesus said to her, the time has come, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We don't have to go back to idolatry. We don't have to go back to our foreparents' worship. We don't have to go back to the religion we came from. We need to recognize God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. It's only those who are born again will enter God's kingdom. So we need to know the true worship, how to worship God in spirit and in truth. When you accept Christ, we are the temple of God. The Spirit of God comes to dwell within us. Amen. To fill us up so we can worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. You have fake prayers, false prayers. Jesus talked about it in Matthew chapter 6, 5. He said, when you pray, don't be like what? The hypocrites. Hypocrites. We got a lot of hypocrites in the church. They're praying. When you tell them, I'm praying about it, but they're not seeing the reality of their prayer because it is false, it is fake. Amen. They're not standing on the truth of God's word. What pleases God? Your prayer? It's your faith. Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is rewarded to them who diligently seek him. That is the kind of person God is looking for, who will go after God and seek after God and hear what God is saying. And God, you said it, I believe it, and that settle it. Devil, you're a liar. Many of us can't succeed because we are not standing on God's word. But when you hold on to God's word, God cannot change his word. Amen. His word stands. And his word will bring success and prosperity to your soul. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's why we need to beware. Hallelujah. Of those kind of prayer. And even prophecies. False prophets and prophecies. Amen. But the Bible says what we must do, test the spirit. In 1 John 4, 1 and 3, the Bible says that we must test the spirit. Let's look at that scripture. Amen. We're going to close. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but what you must do. Try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know he, the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And he are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is what? He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he in you. We have to recognize that Jesus lives within us and he has given us the spirit of truth. And the spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Amen. Amen? You don't have to go to some book or consult with someone to know the truth. The spirit of God is within you. And once you have accepted Christ, he will guide you into all truth. Can you say amen? So the Bible said, test the spirit. You need to have the spirit of God within you to put the devil, amen, to shame, indeed, but to test that spirit, whether it is God or it's from the devil. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, don't participate in the works of darkness. Amen? Works of darkness, some believers still want to believe in the horoscope. What planet are you? Amen? Some still have some traditional belief. Amen? And we practice it in our home. We put a cross on the door. Amen? We put a broom somewhere. Amen? Glass of water. Amen? Over the door. What the Bible says, do not participate with the works of darkness. But 2 Corinthians 6:14, 17 says, come out from among them and be separated, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my children. Amen? Hallelujah. God, you don't need necromancy and witchcraft and all sorts of traditional things in your walk with Jesus. You need to come with a pure heart. Hallelujah. So there, Paul also said, giving heed to seducing spirits, deceiving spirits, and doctrines of devils. False doctrines. False teachings here. This is what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5. And I'm wrapping up. So have some patience. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because of these things come what? The wrath of God upon the children of disobedient. Be not ye partakers of them. For ye were sometime darkness, but now ye are in the light. Amen. In the Lord. Walk as children as light. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world. We don't have to walk in darkness. Hallelujah. So we have to beware or be careful of those false teachings. Right? The origin of teaching we have to look at. Galatians chapter 1, 11 and 12 tells us there. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after who? Man. For I neither received it from man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our gospel is not by man, but our gospel is by the revelation of who Jesus is. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to go back, and that is what the devil does, is to take us away from the foundation, from the origin of our belief, the foundation of our faith. Hallelujah. And he tells you, Jesus is not God. He wasn't risen. Amen. The Jehovah Witness don't see the Holy Spirit as God. They see the Holy Spirit as an active force. Amen. So we have to beware of these false teachings. Amen. These cults. And don't easily. Some say, oh, you don't need to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. The tongues is of the devil. Amen. But those who believe shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. Therefore, five things concerning false teaching. The devil tried to deceive you from the origin of what you believe by teaching falsely. Secondly, the authority. Hallelujah. We need to examine. The Berean Christians in Acts chapter 17, 11, they examined the word by scripture. All what Paul, even Apostle Paul who wrote the scripture, they still examine the scriptures, those prophecies, those words, to see if it is in line, amen, with what the word of God says. Amen. Anytime you see persons giving motivational speech in the guise of the gospel and it does not point you to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, the blood, it's leading you to believe in what they say. Amen. And leading you on a wrong foundation. Amen. So we need to test the authority. Test the consistency. Test the spiritual growth. Amen. And godly living that it represents. Is it helping you to grow spiritually? The Bible says, newborn babes desire the sincere milk, which is the word of God. Amen. Is it helping you to live a godly life? Or is it bringing you to identify with that cult, what they believe and how they express themselves? Nothing wrong with certain things. We need to hold fast. And I'm closing now. Amen. We need to hold fast. Be vigilant, be alert, be watchful. 2 Peter 5:8 says, for the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. And these are the last days. Many are turning their backs, growing cold, but they're also turning their back. Amen. From God, because the love of many shall wax cold. This is signs of the end time. And Peter said, I will follow you all the way. And he denied the Lord. Amen. But don't forget that Jesus loves you. Amen. If you turn your back from God, all you need to do, like the prodigal son, fall down. Repent. I have sinned against heaven and earth. Amen. I'm coming back to God to serve God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So in closing, finally, amen. Ephesians 5:10 and 13. Please read that scripture. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Wherewith you able to stand. And after done all, is to stand. Hallelujah. Amen. God's word is what you need to stand on. Jesus Christ is your rock that you're standing on. Amen. Don't give heed to seducing spirit. Beware of false teachers and false prophecies. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, they that endure it to the end, the same shall be. Let us all stand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to really examine ourselves today and really set your feet on the right foundation. Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Hallelujah. If there are anything in your life that are God is showing you that you need to get rid of. There are things that you're dabbling with, or you're being deceived, or you get yourself caught up with, and you need to repent. Amen. Take pride. Amen. Come out of your pride and come humbly before God and say, Lord Jesus, I have sinned against heaven, I sinned against earth. Forgive me of idolatry. Forgive me of witchcraft. Forgive me of false teaching. If you have books in your homes, amen, and you are reading certain books and certain things telling you about your religion or tradition or something or ancestor, you need to get rid of it because you're opening up yourself to deceiving spirits, seducing spirits, amen. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I want to know the truth. Comfort.